Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
I'm Anissa.
And I'm Ellen.
And this is Raw. For those of you who are not Rawyers, that's our tribe.
We get real, we get raw.
Yeah. Yeah. Our thing is like no filter ever, unless it's Snapchat.
We're one take whores.
Yeah. And I'm wondering about the one take with the podcast. Boy, that'd be really interesting.
I love that. Listen, it's one take always, yeah, baby. One take always.
It is. You always know. You never know what you're going to get, but you can always trust that what you get is going to be real.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell right there. Yeah. We're done. Drop the mic.
Hi, everybody. This is Anissa.
And this is Ellen.
And this is Anissa and Ellen Raw.
We're so excited.
Oh, my gosh. This is
our first ever.
First ever girl talk episode.
Yeah. So we've got a bunch of badass women in the studio with us. Do you want to, let's introduce them and then we'll tell everybody what we're going to do.
Yes. That sounds super,
I'll start.
You start, Ellen.
So,
go.
Fawn is sitting to my right. Say hi, Fawn.
Hi.
Fawn teaches at the gym with us, and she also works with me. Kendra is next to Fawn.
Hello.
And I'll have to tell the story about how I met Kendra a little bit later, but Kendra and I actually met through Instagram. It was so crazy, and then I saw her at the gym. And then next to Kendra is Christina. Y'all already know Christina.
You already know. Next to Christina is, I am so sorry. Do you guys ever find yourself staring at Wendy because she's so beautiful? Like I find myself like if you ever thought I was looking at you weird, it's because I'm like really studying you. You're stunning.
Likewise, I like your ass.
She's my Asian sister from another mister. Yes. And then who's beside you?
And then next to me, and I'm not quite so sure how I feel about this with what we're going to talk about tonight, but next to me is my daughter, Jessie.
Who we have talked about
on the podcast a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, she's a huge fan of the podcast and just an all-around amazing, authentic young lady. And yeah, so that's Jessie.
Hello.
There she is.
So we are, when Anissa and I were talking about having our first big group, and we were thinking, you know, what can we talk about? So this episode is about firsts. Like, you know, first time you had sex and first time you had your period.
And now we know why I'm so happy that I'm sitting next to my daughter.
And this is what I suggested, Jessie, because most of us are older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you all know how old
we are.
Anissa and I are, and I'm not going to call anybody else. Oh, I did call out Christina on her age when she came on the first time on her podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Jessie's the youngest one. We needed a millennial.
And Jessie will be 27 on Monday.
Yes. Yep.
Her birthday's Monday. She'll be 27.
Oh, so. 27.
But I suggested Jessie, and this is like, you know what? I'm really not comfortable. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I did.
Okay.
I said no.
And then I was like, but.
And I said, well, here was the thing. I said, let me ask her. If she says it's okay, then I'll let it be a raw moment and I'll let her come. But if she says no, whew, I'm off the hook. And of course, she was like, oh, no, that's great. I'll come. And let me tell you the reason why I didn't want to have her here is that I have never been friend mom. I am not friend mom. I don't blur the lines between parenting my children. It doesn't mean that we can't have friendly moments, but I'm never going to be the friend mom. And so being here and mainly hearing the answers that she's going to have probably to some of these questions you guys are going to see, I'm going to be uncomfortable, but that's okay.
Yeah, totally.
Just breathe.
Face that discomfort.
Yeah. Totally. I'm just going to, but there's going to be some times where I'm probably going to be like, oh my, la, 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 la.
Earmuffs. And I'm going to pry your hands off.
Yeah, I'm listening to that.
But yeah.
All right. So let's just start. Let's start with an easy one.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to ask Wendy.
Okay.
Because Wendy, prior to us starting the show, Wendy's been very quiet, and she's normally not. Mm-hmm. So Wendy, tell us.
Okay. I'm ready.
When's the first time that you kissed a boy?
I was 18.
Really?
I was 18. I was growing up in a very conservative household. I'm Asian. I know you probably can hear it from my accent.
We can't even tell. Don't worry.
He's my first, I think, my mom let me out. We were working in a Chinese restaurant all through the summer, whole high school. And she let me out, and this one boy was just kind of like me. And
did he tongue you?
He did. And something happened.
You know I was going to ask.
Something happened at that moment. I did not know what it was later on. And until later on, something happened in my panty. I was so shocked. And it was,
you are such a mess.
My body was so ripe. Ready when he kissed
me. Because you couldn't, your parents wouldn't let you go out.
I was 18, so when he kissed me, something happened, and I got like later on, I realized I creamed my panty.
We just went from kiss.
Okay, so
you know what? Let's go.
Okay, so Ellen, you started with something simple,
and she was so quiet.
And we went straight to cream the panties.
Before.
That's two firsts. At
yeah.
One time.
Oh, yeah.
Kendra's right. It was two firsts. It so was, now yes. I'm going to, because somebody to my right is laughing so hard. She can't even. Come on, Fawn. Now you got to answer. She can't even answer. She's laughing
so
hard.
What
was your first kiss?
My first kiss, eighth grade.
Lord.
My dad was also very conservative, couldn't wear red nail polish.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Couldn't have any phone calls, and so there was a guy who I really had a crush on in the eighth grade, and we would do it like in between classes to get a little peck, and I'm like, yeah, aww, this feels good. And like kind of like Wendy, I don't think I creamed my pants, but there's something that my heart fluttered, okay, uh-huh, and it felt like chemistry, if right, that makes sense. So that was my first. I was in the eighth grade, about to be a freshman in high school.
Girl, hey. You want to ask a question?
Oh, my
God.
Anissa's
like staring me down. She's like, please don't ask Jessie. Yeah. Please don't ask Jessie.
No, I went, you're going to wait and ask her something even more wonderful. Thank you so very much for that. How about, okay, so this one is completely different, but actually my husband gave me this first, and I'm going to ask it because I just think it's funny. Like, I want to know the first time you ever farted out loud in front of somebody.
Oh, Lord. I don't think I ever have. Seriously.
Really?
Christina! First year.
Christina can't even contain herself. She can't even.
Yeah. What was the circumstance?
Okay. So, I am very open about my sexuality and sexual, and I love it to the max. But there's something about pooping and farting in front of my husband that I've been mortified since day one, right? Because I always interpret it as, if he can see or smell the damage that I can do, he is going to run and never come back.
Oh my gosh.
So we were at the dating phase, and he prepared this romantic, you know, date at the beach, and we had the blanket, and we had gotten some church's chicken, and we had some beer, and you know, I had it building up, and I was like, oh shit. So what I did is I scooted into the sand, you know, thinking I'm good. And I saw him get up and like try to stretch. So as soon as I saw him get up, I did one of these little side moves where I lifted my leg, and literally there was dust that came everywhere. I was like, oh my God. And he just turns and looks at me. He's like, oh, you farted.
And I'm like, gosh, yeah,
oh, that's like, yeah. And disclaimer, when we started living together, I used to go down to the Jack in a Box down the street to go poop every day. I used to poop as soon as he left the house or before at work. But if I needed to poop while he was home, I'd be like, I gotta go out to the store, I'll be right back. I couldn't do it. Wow. It took me 8 years of being married until I finally was able to do it, and that's only because I was pregnant and I had no choice.
That's a lot of work.
It was too difficult.
Ask one.
Yeah. Okay, so let's ask Jessie.
All right.
Like, I'm ready.
I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Tell me the first time you got your period, and you had, and was mom there? What was going on?
I think I was in seventh grade, and I don't think I really knew what it was, what it was about, and I remember being embarrassed about it, and I think I came out of the bathroom and I tried to get you to like guess what had like happened. I was like, so this thing happened to me, and like I didn't want to say it.
Right.
And then I guess you eventually like figured out what I was trying to tell you. And then I think you walked me through like how to put a tampon in.
Yeah, she was like full on right off the bat. I'm not wearing that pad thing.
It's like a diaper.
You're going to have to. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And I can. Yeah, totally. You did.
Yeah. I mean,
I gave her a mirror because she didn't want me in the room to put it in. Yep. So I said, I'll stand right outside the door. Here's a mirror. You can put it right there on the floor. And yep.
It's a good idea.
So yeah, she had a little mirror. Idea. And
I don't remember that part. Yep, sounds kind you little, of traumatizing.
A little hand mirror.
So maybe that's why I don't remember that part.
every girl should honor her body.
You're totally right.
And your body,
right.
Guess what? Is your I wish they'd have come up with a better name than vagina, though. I really do. Because it's just not very pretty.
Yeah, but you only think that it's not pretty because
of, yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, you could always name it. Yeah. Like, yeah. It has a name. Do
yours
you have
a name?
Your name?
I don't.
I don't either.
Does yours have a name?
No, but now I think
Hoo-ha?
I
need
to. Do you have a name for yours,
yes.
Wendy?
My little sister.
Oh. Ooh. Yes, Wendy.
I take care of my little sister every day.
Kind of my girl.
So, Kendra, can you remember? Like, you were looking at Fawn, you're like,
I told you I'm going to have issues remembering.
That's okay.
Anything. But, you know, I don't remember. I remember that I somehow had ended up with this kit. I don't know if we got it from school.
I remember those kits.
I had the kit.
It had the big old pad in it. And it
the belt.
Yes. And I'm like, what is that? No, I didn't do that. But I didn't do the tampon because I was scared to death of that thing. So all I did was, I remember this package with care package from the doctor maybe or the school. But I do remember that huge pad.
I remember it.
And that,
yeah, I remember
it. That only lasted a few cycles. And I'm, no.
What is the belt?
Oh. Yeah, so
sling.
Back, it's almost like how a garter belt was. You had a belt that went around
Jesus
your waist
Christ.
And you would attach to this big long, the pad that then had these big things that came out. So it was,
It would stay in place.
It would stay in place. So you didn't have like the sticky adhesive.
Right. You're going to have to Google it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's old school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now you can have one of those freaking cups that you set up there and just
collect.
I've
never done
I'm
that
dying
either.
To try one of those.
Shot glass for your vajayjay.
Yes.
Basically. Yes.
Yes. Matter of fact, Rob and I just had a conversation about one of those the other night because I was saying how expensive it is to buy like the clean tampons that don't have all of the chemicals in it, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, you know? And I'm like, you know, they have this thing now that you just kind of put. And then we got in a whole conversation about the sponge. Y'all remember the sponge?
Sponge-worthy.
Yes. And then we had the whole conversation about the Seinfeld episode. I mean, we were dying laughing talking about the sponge, but that's with the little cup thing.
I think it's called a Diva Cup.
Yeah, the Diva Cup.
Oh.
I would like to remind all of you that I don't have my period anymore, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, I didn't, and then just got mine. Didn't have mine for 6 months, and now I finally stopped after bleeding ferociously for a month.
Wow.
Weird. Yes. Wow. Son of a bitch. Wow. It was awful.
Oh. Your turn. Ask a question.
All right. So the first time that you can remember that you stole something, and what was it? The first time that you stole something, and what was it? Fawn.
Yes, I can remember. In Louisville, Kentucky, there is a big department store. You guys may not know about it, but it's called Consolidated. Mm-hmm. And it's like a big, like Macy's, you know, Sears and Roebuck. And so they had these, remember the Bo Derek beads?
Oh, yes.
My mom would always like braid my hair, but I would just never have these beads. I'm like, wow, that's a cool thing. And so me and my cousins went to Consolidated, and I'm like, you know what? I am going to get some beads. And so I decided that I would put them in my pocket and walk out. And back in that day, because I'm 48, so that was a while ago, and didn't have much of a security system, so I was able to come out with some beads. And
you are such a thief.
Mm. I know. Sticky fingers.
Gotcha. Ellen, what about you, Ellen?
This is so bad, y'all. I babysat for a neighbor, like two houses down for me, and I babysat their two little kids. This was in DeKalb, Illinois, and she had these They were like barrettes, but they were, and they were like had been homemade by somebody that had made them for her. And they were barrettes that you put in your hair, and they had like little rhinestones and stuff on them. And I would go and babysit for her probably 2 or 3 times a week. And they were just calling me like, what was I thinking? Because she knew I took them. She walked down and asked my mom and dad, and I had to fess up and give them to her. And ooh. I felt terrible. And
and that was the end of that. Oh, you still babysat. Okay. Damn.
You know, it was one of those, if you just wanted to borrow them, you should have asked me. Well, why didn't I think of that, you know? But they were like sitting there, and they were like all sparkly and pink and silver, and they were like, Ellen, Ellen. So I just took them.
Awesome. I totally want to know if Wendy stole anything.
I did.
All right. Tell us, Wendy.
I was
She's
11.
Like offended that you thought maybe she had it.
I know.
I'm not as innocent as I look. I was 11. I was in Korea. Me and my girlfriend were playing, and we didn't have any toys. It, you know, we didn't give into toys. We're not, you know, that wealthy enough to have toys. And this fruit stand had baskets that we want to play princess. So we were pointing at each other, trying to say, let's like take this basket. We'll go in and out of the fruit stand. So I took them. And it was such a bad luck that the fruit stand's owner's mom lived in the apartment across the street. She was looking out the window and she saw me grab it. As soon as I grabbed it, she ran out because we were keep pointing at, you do it, no, you do it, you do it. Mm-hmm. And stupid Wendy, trying to be brave, I got it in my hand, and I was the thief. She ran out. She started screaming. I was so scared. We just dropped it and ran. Yeah. It was just fucking basket. There was no fruit in it either, right? Basket.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh.
You
just wanted to play with it.
Yeah. And my parents were taking a nap, so I said, well, you know, if I don't go home, she wouldn't find where we live. My parents went out. And they were coming back.
Uh-huh.
It was just bad luck all around. It was bad luck. You're like, no, that just taught me a lesson. Don't steal anything.
There you go.
Don't
steal anymore. Cured you early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. So I'm going to ask a question that I want everybody to answer, including you.
All right.
Okay. You can answer it however you want to. So tell me the first time you ever had to stand up for yourself as a woman. As a warrior.
So do you have to be a... Did it have to have happened when you were a woman? Could it have happened when you were a girl?
Oh, what yeah. Is it I thought you were going to say when you were a man. Like the way you said that. Could it have had... No, it could be any time that you can recall.
Okay.
So I'll start with Fawn because she's right next to me. Do you need some more time to think about it?
No, I think I can...
Okay.
I have something, so now looking back at it, it seems like now, yes, I was defending myself, but I was a victim of being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I was in the 5th grade, and I lived in, you know, what they call now the projects. And I make no mistake about that. I'm proud of where I came from. And there were these two girls. I'm not going to use their name, but I do know their names still to this day. They would bully me and pick on me, like physically put their hands on me every day. And not being the youngest of 4 and my siblings so much older than me, I didn't know what to do. And so I would run home. And so my mom and dad got wind of that, and my siblings did too. And so my mom and my dad sit me down and said, you know what, if you come in this house one more time running and not defending yourself, we're going to have a problem. And so I had to think about that. So I have, again, from Louisville, Kentucky, I had a little small Louisville Slugger.
Girl.
And back in my day, I had the satchel, and I slept, woke up the next morning, and sure as I'm sitting here, those two young ladies began to, you know, put their hands on me. And the last thing I remember is taking this Louisville Slugger out and going bananas.
Girl.
And so I know I don't advocate violence, but as far as when you put it in the context of me standing up for myself, I think that was a moment where, looking back, I had to stand up for myself and not tolerate being physically
messed with. Kendra?
So this would be my dad's favorite story, rest his soul. When I was in, what was I? I graduated high school, but I used to come back home on the weekends because I didn't go to school that far away from home, and I would go to parties and such. And this guy I was dating, we had gone to a party somewhere, and I was the driver that evening. And he was drunk, and he was being a complete asshole to me. Mm-hmm. So I tend to be a little bit of a stubborn person. And so he was mouthing off to me in the middle of nowhere. We were between two small towns in rural Nebraska. And I stopped the car, and I'm like, get your ass out of my car.
Good for you. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm not getting out of your car. I'm like, yes, yes, you are. I like physically, I put the car in park. I got out. I opened his door, and I pulled him out. I'm like, get the fuck out of my car.
Good girl.
And I left him there.
Good girl.
And it was raining.
Yes. Bonus points for the rain.
So my dad was always telling that story. You know what my daughter did? You know what she did this weekend?
Love it.
Good for you.
I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. I just, and unfortunately, there were other people that, you know, there's other guys that talked to me, but I keep that in the back of my mind. And eventually,
yeah.
No.
No. Christina? Look.
Which one?
I know, right? Well, I mean, I have a lot of moments like that where I've had to stand up for myself, not only against my family because of their mentalities and stuff, but the most recent is at the gas station when some ignorant man made a racist remark towards me, and I just checked him. And you know, I was, as you can see on the phone, I work in freight, so I deal with truck drivers 24/7, and I happen to have one that's a Latino and speaks Spanish, and I had to give him directions on how to get to the pickup location, so I was talking to him in Spanish. And at the same time, I was, you know, pumping, putting the card in, putting gas and whatever, and as soon as I was done, this elderly white man who was on the other side of the pump took it upon himself to come to me and say, you need to speak American. You're in America. And then I was all like, first of all, I am an American. And I was like, I'm second generation. And I talk whatever I want to because this is my job. And I've never heard of the language American.
Right.
And if it sounds like you, I don't want to learn it.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Absolutely.
So. And how many languages do you speak, Levy?
A little bit over three.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
Amazing.
How many do I speak? One.
Is sarcasm a language? Because I speak two.
Yes. Miss Wendy?
I was 16, and I was really shy and meek. I know you don't believe it, but, you know, vodka helps. I was working in a restaurant, our restaurant in Smyrna, and we were behind our restaurant, there was a shopping center, so we were in the middle of the parking lot. And I go back and forth to buy stuff all the time. And every time, and there's a lot of men walking across the parking lot, and I always get harassed by just grown men go, hey, baby, hey, what's up? You know, because I was young, I was Asian. There's not too much Asian in that area. So I always, like, get so scared or intimidated, and I just, like, have my head down and just walk really fast and don't make eye contact. And I don't know what happened that day. I was 16. I was kind of like maybe got yelled at by my mom or something bad happened. This one guy are approaching me and go, hey, baby. And I just looked at him and go, I do not have time for this.
With the eyes popping out and everything.
Like, I do not have time for this. And he goes, hey, man, what could you? And I go, wow, that was awesome.
Empowering,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now at 52, right, you kind of like,
come on.
Yeah, it's like, hello. Hello, I'm here.
You don't need to do that. I'll take your hey baby now.
Yeah, hey. Put your pee-pee against my butt when you're dancing.
You are my dear. All right, Miss Jessie, you're next.
I hate that I cannot think of a specific example for this. Honestly, I've never really been the type to be particularly timid or be afraid to say how I feel about something. So I feel like there's instances all the time where I stick up for myself, and I just don't really have a problem with it. Like, if somebody's staring at me, I'm going to go, yes, can I help you? And, you know, like, I do it all the time. So I think I've always been kind of
strong
in that way. Yes. Like,
I don't have an instance. I'm always the one who stands up for other people. And I can't fucking stand a bully. I will fucking punch you in the mouth if you bully somebody. I will fucking punch you in the mouth if you stand there and let somebody bully a friend of yours. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you think of an instance where I stood up for myself? Or
I mean, if you were to ask, so, you know, I have five kids. So if you were to ask any of my children who they're most afraid of, it's her.
It's definitely me.
Besides me.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I go without saying.
Sibling-wise.
Sibling-wise, sure they do not mess with Jesse because Jesse will be like, nah,
I'm snap back.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to take something that you really love and you're not going to have it no more. I mean, she just, you do not.
That true. Child.
I mean, even Dylan at 6'4", he still is like, you know, I don't mess with Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Anissa?
Oh. Mm. So what really stood out for me was, and I really think this was probably the first time that I really did stand up for myself. But, I mean, I've shared on the podcast and in the RAW group a little bit about my dad, you know, having a problem with alcohol, and he was not a nice drunk. He's a mean drunk. And I can remember when I was 14 and, my two stepbrothers and my brother was home and I was home, but my stepmom was not home. She was actually gone to visit her mother. And I did what all kids do. You don't pick up your shit, right?
Right.
You get asked a bazillion times to pick up your shit. Well, I had like a pack of sunflower seeds, I think, that had been sitting on. Y'all remember sofa tables by the front door when you came in?
Do.
Okay. So I had like a pack of sunflower seeds that were sitting there. And I think my dad had asked me a couple times to pick it up. And I hadn't picked them up. And then we were all sitting there. And he decided to yell about them. And he took them. And they were open, and he threw them across the room. And so then, of course, there were sunflower seeds everywhere. And he's like, pick that up. And I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you how many times you grow up being frightened. So you just do whatever. And for some reason, something snapped. And I looked at him. I'm like, I am not picking that up. You threw it. You could pick it up. And at that point, we were marched back. I was marched back, probably not by my ear, but you get the picture. Into his bedroom and the door shut, and he just, you know, having a huge fit about it. And honestly, at that point, and you know, there was some other domestic issues when I was growing up, and I just let it all out. I told him, I said, I beg you, please, to hit me right now. Please, I beg you, because you go into jail if you do. Hmm. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to do just every bit of emotion I think that I had ever had trapped. I let completely out. And later on, I found out like the three of my brothers were just, because they were younger, were like horrified, like standing outside thinking like they didn't know what shape I would be in coming out of the room. And the best thing about it is that my entire childhood, I had thought that he was the one with all the power.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I realized he was the most powerless person. Mm-hmm. That I had ever met in my life.
I agree.
So that was a really big stand up for me. And there has never been a time since then that he has ever, ever held that type of fear for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so I'm going to ask the one question that everybody's waiting for. And I'm going to ask Jesse to answer it first.
Suck, Ellen.
So la, when la, was la, the first la, time la, you la. Had sex?
Oh my gosh. I'm nervous for her.
You know, I'm not nervous. Like, no, I've girl. Got... I've,
she's like super chill, and this is like over there.
I've gotten to hear you be so vulnerable and talk so much about vulnerability on this podcast. And so I'm not afraid. I'm not bothered. Like, it's just me being vulnerable with you. And it's really cool. We've never had this conversation. And so it's... We get to be like stronger and better now because of this, because you get to hear about when I had sex. So isn't it awful? I have to say, I think. I know. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Let her finish.
I say, I think, because it wasn't anything like magical or amazing. Like it never is.
It never is.
It was probably super shitty. Like, I can't even totally remember. And I was not like under the influence. I was sober. And I think I was in ninth grade.
15?
Yeah. Who was it?
Anissa's eyes are like so big.
God, I don't even want to tell you.
Who is it? I'm going to hunt him down. Do I know his mom?
Ninth grade. And let me think. Ninth grade.
It was, I don't even want to say his name. It was my least favorite boyfriend.
I don't know.
Ugh. Do I have to say it?
No, you don't. No. Remember I said you don't have to say anything that you don't want to. Right? And this goes out. Right? So if you don't have to.
Okay, well, it was my least favorite boyfriend. I'm still repulsed by the idea of having dated him.
Isn't that the worst?
So fucking shitty.
I know. So I'm lucky you're one of five, because I don't remember who the fuck you... I mean...
If I told you, you would be like, oh, yeah, that sucks. That sucks for you. That was worse.
I only remember at that age Grant or Mitchell.
No, yeah. Yeah, it was not him.
Yeah.
It was who I dated after
Which
him.
One was it? I don't remember.
It was
Which twin was
Mitchell.
Mitchell was the one that you dated, the ginger.
Yep. Mm. So, anyway, it was not some beautiful, magical...
Well, tell us. What happened? You don't have to have details. Just say, you know, we were in the backseat of a car and the driver... like an Anissa.
I honestly don't remember. I don't remember. I remember he was the first person who I... like consistently had sex with, but I don't remember the first time. I really don't.
That's not a sentence. Consistently had sex with about your freshman year. Oh my God. Okay,
it could be way worse.
No,
come on. Okay. It's fine.
You know I have to ask Wendy the same question.
Yes,
I'm gonna ask all of you the same questions. You better be thinking about it right now. Go,
it's
girl.
It's the boy that got me cream my panty.
Oh. Girl. You committed to him.
I know.
He was my first boyfriend. I was 18. I was going to college, and he was 19. Oh. And that son of a bitch was determined to deflower me. Yeah, and I wasn't ready. I was very... I know you guys see me as a party girl now, but I was, like, very conservative. And he... badger me all the time. If you love me, you will do this.
Oh,
you love
gosh.
Me, I will.
Gosh.
You will show me your boobs. If you love me, you will. You will put this in your mouth. If you love me, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I was, I grew up in a place that my mother just remind me every day how unworthy I am.
I know.
So. When a boy likes me like that and think I'm pretty, I couldn't believe it. I just want to please him. And so, but I just thought that I can't. And I just liked the way that I was in love with him, but I was not, not anything that. And so he badgered me so much. And I said, no, I'm a virgin. I will give it to my husband. Mm-hmm. And he trying all kind of ways to, what did he call that?
Just
get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. That what was that virginal? I know in Chinese, but I don't know in English. That
foreplay?
Little, huh? The little the physical
condom.
Inside women's
your hymen.
Yeah, hymen. He wanted to break my.
He wanted
my
to pop your cherry.
So bad.
He wanted to pop your cherry.
Yeah.
Say it in English. So, pop my cherry.
In America.
I finally couldn't stand the pressure.
So
and
did,
I said yes. And I cried the whole time. Oh my God. I was crying the whole time because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
So, and he.
And then after that,
I said, I have to marry him. You know, I have to marry him. And when my mom found out that I was dating him, because my mom was like really against me dating anybody else but Chinese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She beat me and all that stuff. And
yeah, we know a little bit about your history with your mother.
So I just couldn't let that go. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time, but that's why when I raised my boys,
who are wonderful,
and I told them this story, and I said, "Do not ever pressure somebody because they're gonna fucking curse you all their life.
They're gonna cut your dick off."
Yeah, I mean, it's just not something that you do.
Right?
Then show them. Yeah,
no, that's
it.
Fucked up.
I absolutely love that you actually told your boys that story. Like there could be nothing. I would think, you know, I know that sons and their mothers and things, and that is amazing that you shared that you were open enough to share that with them, because that has a huge impact on how they'll treat women.
Yes. I love that. Her boys are wonderful.
I love that.
They are. They're really good
and
kids.
And they tell me about them, about girls and sex, everything.
They're
because
open.
I know, Anissa, you don't blur the line. Right. But I grew up in such a conservative family that you cannot go to your parents when you have issues like that. Mm-hmm. Who do you go to? You go to your friends for advice and they don't give you good advice. So they give you wrong. So I always make me as like, you know, my motto is if I cannot be a good warning, then let me be a horrible example. Right. So I was like, don't ever pressure a girl. Make sure that she's willing and she's love you and she wants to.
Right.
So my younger son is 22 and he's going to wait till he's married.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Your boys are awesome.
Nice that is.
Yeah. Christina, please make this short.
The story. And that's what she said.
Especially well, for
she
the first
I'm
time.
I'm just teasing her. But I'm only teasing Christina because girl, we know Christina. Come on, girl.
Okay.
This is going to be good.
I was 17. And the only reason that I did it is because I was growing up in the 90s and my family is very traditional and they used to threaten you. Oh my God, you have to be a virgin. You're going to get pregnant. They touch you. Da, da. So I had, first of all, that whole fear in my head that, oh shit, if somebody touches me, I'm going to become pregnant, whatever. And then growing up, I had nothing but brothers, which my neighbors, but were brothers. I'm the only girl in the group. And I was a big ass tomboy. So the fact that this one guy showed any interest in me, I was like, oh shit, what the fuck am I going to do? So everybody every day is talking about, oh, I got this girl and I did this to her and da 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 da. And they're talking about sex. And then they look at me and they're like, oh yeah, okay. So finally, this guy invites me over, and I'm like, okay, we're doing it. And I'm like, it just, one thing leads to another, and we're doing it. And then I'm like, okay, that's it. And he goes for round two, and he's all like, get on top. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this. This is my first time. His dick went soft so fast. He was all like, and I go, don't worry, I don't love you, okay? I just wanted to see what it was all about. The good part to that story, though, is that he's like, so do you want to learn? And I was like, yes. He pulls out this box full of porn, and we go at it. And man, oh, I think he's the one who introduced me to my true self.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
I'm so appreciative of him for that. And I love it.
Nice.
Wow. So it was a first bad time that turned into a lifetime of good times.
Oh, yeah. Go, girl.
All right, Miss Kendra.
Okay, well, going back to high school, small town, USA. After a party, I went to, so I had my best friend. I stayed at her house, and I had always had a huge crush on her brother. And so everybody was asleep, and he got home from a party, and so we decided we'd go back out drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were both completely hammered. It was on a dirt road in the back of a truck. And I mean, in the back of the truck, not like the back seat of the truck, in the back
in
of
the
a truck
with the ridges.
And it was messy. It was, I don't even really know if it was completed. I have no idea. Hopefully he did, because I sure as hell didn't, because I'm like, it wasn't that memorable to me.
No.
And, I mean, it was fun. We're still great friends to this day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's the good part. But, however, I remember going back into town. Now, I don't like to admit this, but we did, you know, drink and drive when we were in high school, unfortunately. Right. But we, the truck went into the ditch, so we had to walk back into town. It was just a horrible night. But,
aww.
I mean, at least it ended up, it was fun. But it was messy.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're still very good friends to this day, and so we still, you know, talk about it and laugh about it. But
oh
yeah,
my gosh.
It wasn't.
That's like a high school story, though, y'all.
Yeah, that's like perfect to the tee.
I didn't find myself like Christina did, because that was not fun. It took me a long time to do it again. Because I'm like,
Well, I was just lucky that he was like, "Oh, you want to learn?" You know?
Yeah,
and
no.
I was like, "Hey, yeah,
no."
Well, he prepared me for the world.
No, I lost my crush though. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
More crush. We're good.
Wow.
Look, we're all staring at you, Fawn.
I know. I can just feel the heat. Okay, so again, high school, freshman. I think I did it just to be curious, but then again, I wasn't curious because I come from a very big family, and in the ninth grade, watching my first cousin
get pregnant at 12.
Oh. Wow.
And give birth at 13.
Oh, my fuck.
Talk about something being you scared.
Oh.
Shitless. Mm-hmm. And back then, you know, abortions were okay, but my parents and my family, you know, you made your bed hard, you're going to lay in it, but we're going to help you out. So my point is, I already knew what it was about, what you could do if you did that. So first, before I even started that first moment, I went to, y'all know about the Planned Parenthood.
Oh, I yes. did too.
Went down there and got myself all worked up and got myself together. And then I decided he was my high school sweetheart. He was, you know, famous, you know, doing football, and I was a cheerleader. So the experience was, I can't brag about it. We're young. I mean, I'm young and dumb. You know, I just was like, okay, everybody else is doing it, so I'll do it. But I've always had that in my mind about what could happen if you did that. So that kind of made me not want to go there until I became a little bit older. Mm-hmm. So it was my high school sweetheart. And like, we're still friends now, but he's married, I'm married. You're like, okay. Mm-hmm. It's not cooked up.
You know, I'm looking at you.
Oh, I thought you were going next.
I thought you
were
going. Go, and then I'll go. I don't want to like go and then we forget about you.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm really excited about this.
It's really not that exciting. It was my high school sweetheart and I was 14.
Wow. And you were looking at me all crazy. You were definitely younger than I was.
You said 14.
No, I did not.
The hell you didn't.
I said I was a freshman in high school.
And then you said I was 14.
I did not say that.
She totally did.
No, I did not.
But anyways. This is a snapshot.
Yeah.
So, wait. Yeah, I was. Was I a sophomore? Maybe I was a sophomore in 14 because I know I was 14. So I may have been a sophomore because I'm a year. Like I graduated high school at 17.
Mm-hmm. Right,
because
our birthday is both in
correct.
December. So.
So and I know that it was in October. So I can like remember that it was in October 16th. To be specific.
Lord, that's Chuck's birthday.
Mine was on Black Friday. Because it was a month before. No, wait. October 19th. Because my boyfriend's birthday was November 16th. So I can remember it was October 19th. So I would have been a sophomore in high school because that's how old I was at 14. And it was on, y'all, I am telling you why teenagers think that these things are a good idea. I am not kidding you. It was in my parents' house.
Oof.
On the sofa, after they had gone to bed.
Oh, no.
Bold. Yeah, I kid you not. So we didn't get caught, but I'm just like, what you're the hell are people thinking? No, you're not brave. You're stupid.
Both.
Yeah. No, you're totally stupid. But yeah, that's when it, and it, you know, and I ended up dating him all through high school. I mean, he did the whole thing when he was a senior and broke up with me because, you know, he needed his space.
Yes.
Broke my heart when I was a junior and he was, you know, whatever, but. And then, of course, when I was a senior, then he wanted to get back together while he was off in college and wasn't big man on campus. I'm like, yeah, no.
I'm good.
But yeah, that was my first time.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this is so totally me.
It's
so,
totally you. I know this story.
I'm not even quite sure what I told you.
Oh, now here we'll find out if it was a big now the real Ellen comes out.
Did I tell you my first time?
Yes.
Did I? Well,
yes.
I was kind of like Fawn. I prepared for it because I wasn't going to get pregnant. And I actually had sex because I just wanted to get it over with. Like everybody had been talking about it and I was like, whatever. Okay. Let me just go and do it. And I think it was like, did I tell you about the party in the waterbed?
Oh. No.
Whoa.
I can't remember which first time. So yeah, it was.
You only have one first time, Ellen.
I know.
Yeah, this you don't was get dual.
I can't remember what I told you. I can't. That's how bad it is. I can't remember how I told you. But this was the first time. But the guy that I was dating at the time, we were in the marching band together. And when you go to high schools, you ride in the back of a bus. I mean, you ride in a bus. And he and I always sat in the very back, like, with all our friends. And I can recall touching his dick a lot. Like, not seeing it, because it's dark, but, like, feeling it, like, feeling, like, sitting back there and feeling it. And, like, oh, my God, this is it. This is it. Yeah. That's what it is. It's right there, and it's hard, and it's big. You know? But not being able to see it because it was dark. You know, you're coming back from marching band competitions, and you're sitting in the back of the bus. But we went. We were at a party, and there was a waterbed. And
so, wait, are there other kids next to you on the bus?
Well, yeah, but you know, you sit in, like, okay. Yeah, so, like, we're in the back, two of us, and then there are people, and, you know, but, like, we're, like, talking, and people are sleeping, falling asleep. But we didn't do anything. I just touched it, like, rubbed it. But then I was like, let me just do this, and it was in a waterbed at a party with the person's house, the dog. It was like... And you know how a waterbed is? And there was like a whole bunch of like people's coats and stuff on it. Oh. And it was like, you can't get the rhythm
of it. In the ocean.
Yeah. And then the dog is like, because they put the dog in the room away from the party. It was like, like sitting right there. That was it. And it was like, not memorable. And it was
memorable.
Awkward. And and just stupid. Awkward. And
was he a two pump chump?
Two waves.
You know what? I can't even remember. And then, but we did have sex a lot after that. And it wasn't that I really liked you. I just felt like, okay,
like you were supposed to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's just, you know, okay, we don't have anything else to do. Let's just do it. Mm-hmm. But I was like very. I wasn't like this big romance novel where, oh my gosh, my heart is beating and I've got to do it.
Right.
I was like, let me just do it. Everybody's like fucking talking about it. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be the only. But I was like Wendy too. I couldn't date until, because my mom's from the Philippines. Like, I was like a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he went off to college and started fucking this other girl. And I was like, I'm dumping
Brian
you.
Brian over here is like, yeah.
I'm serious. Like, I would call, you know.
Yeah.
He would call. And then he could, like, was never there.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden you go up and visit and there's this girl. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck her. Yeah.
A little bit of Destiny's Child. Yeah. Say my name.
Say my name.
That's right.
Man, this has been fun.
It has been.
I want to keep going.
I know.
We can.
Let's just keep going.
You guys want to keep going?
Sure.
Yes.
All right.
Let's keep going.
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't we just jam? Chat?
Yeah. You guys want to just jam?
Yeah. Let's
just
chat.
Let's just jam.
This is fun. Yeah. Can everybody stay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for part two.
You can hear Anissa and Ellen on multiple platforms.
You can visit atlpn.com, atlantapodcastnetwork.com, and on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and my fave, Spotify.
Spotify. And you can search for us on Instagram, ATL Podcast Network, Atlanta Podcast Network, Ellen Nickel.
Anissa Amison and Anissa Ellen Raw.
Raw.
Yep.